Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I got you now. The technical gremlins are hanging around here for a few minutes.
Looking for this envelope.
Wow.
I picked up the console thinking maybe it slid under there and it...
Little disconnect.
I got the audio back, but it didn't get the volume back. There we go. All right. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. We've got a number of letters that have come in this week we're going to get through, but there's something interesting that I had never seen before. Our remodeling team put that together this week, and it's a guideline. If you've got a kitchen remodel in mind, or you've been thinking about one or planning one, and you do a lot of entertaining in your kitchen, that now is a great time to start making notes. And they put together this user guide that you can print out and put on your kitchen, your refrigerator, put it nearby where you can write notes. And it gives you all the things to think about, what is working in your kitchen, what's not working. I needed more room for this. I had too much room for that. I didn't have outlets where I needed. I didn't have the right lighting I needed. I didn't have enough chairs for guests. I didn't have enough plug-ins for like crock pots. If you do like your apple cider that you just keep warm for hours and hours and hours, and people go by and can get a ladle and dip it out. It's a very user-friendly tool. They've got one here. Things that are working well, things that need improvement, items to splurge on, items that can be sacrificed, target budget, when are you looking to complete this, so that while you're doing this entertaining and you've got guests in your home that you probably don't throughout the rest of the time, you can make these mental notes so that when we're going into the design phase, there's nothing that gets missed for the finished product, because a kitchen remodel is it can be very extensive, especially if we're moving water lines, electrical lines, if we're going down all the way, if the cabinets are coming out, the appliances are coming out, and we're doing a restructure of the floor plan. This is a couple month project. It doesn't need to be that in depth. It can be a lot quicker, but for a full, complete, stripped down redesign, it's a couple months project, and we don't want to miss anything in that design, because when you get done, you're going to be so glad you have your kitchen back. And if you've got that one thing that annoys you that you missed and forgot about, it's going to eat at you forever, but you've just spent all this money on it. And the last thing you weren't going to do is...
You don't want to be disappointed.
Going back and changing, and you're going to remember that one little thing every single time you go back. So if you just go to rosiewright.com, it's right there. It is the kitchen remodel checklist. Download, click here. It's a two-page PDF that you can write and take your notes on while you're going through all your functionality of using your kitchen during, the time you've got most of the guests there at your home.
There you go.
Letters from listeners that have come in this week. We had a pool question come in. That's your handwriting. I'm sorry. This isn't the one I had. So we got two pool questions that came in. I'm like, this does not sound familiar at all, because I've got two pool questions. Oh, my paperwork shuffling there. I ended up with mixed paperwork.
Well, this is a pretty simple one. Someone was just asking, is it okay to leave your pool empty? And it's really not. You will ruin your finish if you drain the pool and leave it empty.
Now, it depends.
Does it?
You're right. But there are, if you're looking to retire it and not use it again for years, there are companies, one in particular called Deckover, that will come build a deck. They drain it because you can't get to it to clean it. There's a sump pump that's put in the bottom to keep rainwater pumped out, and you've got this usable space, then at the point you ever want to reactivate it, it just needs a replastering, which is a whole lot cheaper than ripping the pool out, covering it in, and having the next homeowner come in, dig a new hole, and start all over. So you can retire it, but you just have to understand, at the point I want to use this again, it's going to be on average, about a $10,000 replastering expense. A lot of times, the pumps will go bad if they're not being used. They just sit there and break down. If the plastic piping is exposed to the sun where the filter is. A lot of that plastic's going to be disintegrated. So you're going to be looking at an expense to reactivate it. But if you don't plan on reactivating it and just going to keep the pool there for the property value, go for it. You know, it all depends on how you're going to use your pool. If you're draining it thinking, well, I'm going to save all the time and maintenance, and next summer I'm going to fill it back up.
That won't work.
That doesn't work.
It'll dry out and crack up.
Yeah. And you'll have to replaster it, which is back to where we started talking to begin with. So then the other system for retiring it is a very thick vinyl pool cover that lasts at least 10 years is the track record history and still and good working condition. So we're probably going to get at least 15. You keep the pool full. You put this thick vinyl cover on it that doesn't allow light in, which keeps bacteria from growing. And it's called a solar safe pool cover. And then you can retire it. And it's safe. It's strong enough to walk on.
And you can also open it seasonally.
And yeah, and then you could open it seasonally. So if you still want to eliminate the maintenance while you're not using it, you could put a solar safe pool cover on and then pull it back off come April and get it ready for swimming again. That the solar part of that name is that it does heat up the pool water, so you'll be able to swim in it 2 or 3 weeks faster than the rest of the neighborhoods with an uncovered pool. This is a great question that I'm going to try and not get on a long sidelined soapbox on.
So does
Mike,
that mean I get to cut you off if you go too long?
You get to cut me off.
Okay.
Mike Gamesa wants to know if home warranties are worth the cost to cover your appliances.
Okay, be ready.
We are not home warranty fans. There are situations where you don't have an option. Sometimes if you're in a mortgage situation or you're at what they call an at-risk lender that isn't going to have the money to make these repairs, they make you pay for a home warranty. But if you've got the option, save the money. I am a firm believer if you invested, every single person that asks you, do you want to buy the extended warranty? Calculate what that is. I bought a stapler at Office Supply
and they offered
store,
you
an extended warranty on a stapler. I looked at him like he had three eyes. Every single one of those cases, find out how much that warranty is. Take that money and put it into a savings account. The amount of money we spend on extended warranties adds up so quickly, it would blow your mind.
Just, well, the thing about them too is they you're not guaranteed who you get to use.
No,
they send you who they use, and that's not always the best.
A lot of times, they're companies that have technicians that get paid on parts commission, so their motivation is to sell you a lot of parts that may not need to be fixed. Air conditionings do not have flux capacitors.
Well, and then sometimes the thing that you breaks on your machine or whatever isn't in the warranty. Or it just expires when it's time. So it's best just to be responsible with your money, save it, and have choices when that does happen.
Prepare for those. If you've got an air conditioning unit that's 15 years old, you've got 5 years to save for a new one. It may go bad before then. It may not go bad for 30 years. But if you're prepared at year 20 for that, just ride it till it dies. And then at that point, you've got the cash to do the replacement. You've got so many options when you're not when your back's not against the wall. So don't put yourself in a situation where your back is against the wall. Now, with that said, there's a lot of insurances that I think are not the best decision for homeowners to make. But there is, I believe it's Travelers, and I'd have to verify this with Clay. I meant to pull up the link because we've got a page in our do-it-yourself FAQ. I'll assign that. There you go. Look in our DIY database for appliance insurance that will insure your big ticket air conditioning items. If you're not in a situation where you can save $300 a year for the next 5 years for that $12,000 new air conditioning unit you're going to need, you can have it insured for a low You know, I think most of the stuff I remember, it was under $40 to insure. Look at the amount of electronics you have in your home, your TV, your music, your whatever, your consoles. There's a ton of electronics that are in our home. You can get those insured for coverage for a very nominal fee. So if you don't have a situation where you can be saving right now, until you are in that situation, an extra $70 a month insurance policy may be a good solution for you to look at to be prepared come time to replace those things should they fail prematurely. So look into those. I would much rather direct somebody to that situation over a home warranty until we're in that state where we've got a big enough savings that, you know, we don't need any of the insurance because whatever breaks I can replace because I've diligently saved and all those additional costs that hit us every month just evaporate and build to our savings. I've got something stuck in my throat. Excuse me. Thank you. This goes into a series of drywall questions that have come in as it relates to wet drywall. There's a gentleman that's having a new home built, and the drywall was left on site, which is typical, but we had a little rain, which isn't typical. And he's trying to argue that this drywall is ruined, and the builder's trying to argue, no, it's fine, and we're still going to use this on your home. As a smart homeowner, he wants the best, and he's trying to push no. You're going to put in
I would think the same thing.
New drywall, and this contractor saying, no, this is fine, and we're not doing it. And he wants to know where to go. Well, I would first get a third party. I'm going to say definitely the top one sheet, if not two, have been ruined, no doubt about that, even if it dries out. I would toss it. But and drywall is gypsum. It's a chalky powder covered by paper. But we use it outside all the time. I'm not a big fan of it outside, but you see it in patio, underside patio covers all the time. And it lasts, you know, 20, 30 years well taken care of. Sometimes you see the drywall tape start to fall off and strip, and you've got to reapply that. You've got to scrape and start over and retexture it. But it can handle a little bit of external weather just fine.
Do you think it'd be obvious visibly if it was something wrong with it? Like the inside would start to crumble.
Yeah, but if he's in a situation where he's combating a contractor that's determined not to change it, and he's determined to change it, he's probably going to need a third party to come and inspect it. And in that case, what I would do is look at the name that's on the drywall board itself. Call that manufacturer. And that manufacturer, they're not interested in you having a bad experience with their product. And if it was, in fact, water damage, they're going to be your best advocate to forcing that builder to get new drywall board to put on there. Because they're not going to want to be in a situation where you're complaining about the drywall and the contractor says, well, it's 2 years after my warranty. My hands are free. It was a manufacturer defect. Well, it was a manufacturer defect because you let it get rained on and still installed it. So find out who the manufacturers, call them. They will have a policy on what on the quality that can be installed. And we're only looking at a couple boards. I'd tell that contractor, get over it and don't leave the drywall out in the rain next time.